Hello, mental health champs, and a warm welcome to yet another episode on the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice for the first time, well, my name is Irike Tomafivo, and I am your host. And this is the Mental Health Podcast. The Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depth of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my beliefs in magic, and also to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. And any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review and share with your friends so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. So if you find yourself listening to any of this episode, maybe there's a jewel in here especially. And maybe heartbeat by heartbeat, we'll all be able to make the world a more loving and kinder place where human emotions are prioritized even more. So sit back as we dive into today's episode. Thank you so much for sticking around. You're listening to the Mental Health Podcast, and I am your host, Irike Tomafivo. We're still on World Suicide Prevention Month, and I have an amazing guest today on the Mental Health Podcast. Hello, Victoria, and a warm welcome to the Mental Health Podcast. I'm super excited you can join me on this journey and on having this conversation with me. So guys, this is Victoria. She's the host of Feel Your Feelings podcast. I mean, it's so beautiful to see two black girls dominating the podcast industry. So yeah, welcome to the show, Victoria. It's World Suicide Prevention Day, but before we get right into the conversation, I would like you to tell us more about what your podcast is into and what you advocate for, so my listeners can gain more insight on what you do and also listen to your shows as well.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Favor. It is such a pleasure to join you today. I am so honored to be here, my Naija sister. So it's really great to meet you. And so my podcast, yes, it's called the Feel Your Feelings Podcast. It is basically, I designed it to bridge the gap between my generation, Gen Z, and mental health, because during the pandemic, there were so many dark moments that happened with sickness and illness, and also with people being isolated. And it was something that I noticed really as a student, and I wanted to dive deeper into that topic. So as of today, my podcast is a Mental Health Action Day partner. So I try to help spread awareness about mental health. And September is Suicide Prevention Month, actually. So happy September, everyone. And you posted something actually on your Instagram that said that suicide is the 10th biggest cause of death in the world, I believe. And that's a staggering statistic, and it's something that we should definitely take notice of and not take lightly.
Yes, thank you so much for, and I really agree with you. Suicide is an urgent public health issue, and that's why we need to spread more awareness for it. We need to talk more. We need to let people know what's going on, and that's why we're having this conversation, isn't it? So, yeah, can you like share your personal motivation for getting involved in advocating for mental health awareness through podcasting? I agree with you, COVID had lots and lots of negative impact on a lot of us, although it had positive impact though, but it created rise for the need to advocate for mental health. I, for one, started my podcast after COVID, or I think during COVID. So yeah, so we need to talk more. We need to raise more awareness for this. So can you like share the personal motivation? Why mental health? Why did you get involved through podcasting?
So yes, that's a fantastic question. I think for me, I realized that there were benefits from that period of being at home for me. So I left college to come back home to Texas, not dropped out of college, but just like physically had to leave campus and live, you know, in Texas with my family. And being home, that really allowed me to catch up with them in a way that I was kind of missing back home. So it was definitely beneficial for me to kind of clear my mind because life was just moving at such a fast rate. But I couldn't imagine, you know, myself living alone during that time without anyone or without any help or support. I could only imagine like how terrible that must feel. And I really tried my best to put myself in other people's shoes and be like, well, how can I fill a certain void? You know, I have everything I need, but how can I support others? How can I create a platform? How can I make an impact? I think that was my biggest contribution in wanting to create a podcast, which was to stir up conversation. My other motivation had to have been on the negative end. So there were people that I look up to that actually took their lives, like former Miss USA, Chesley Christ. In 2022, she took her own life. And that was super shocking to me. She was beautiful and gorgeous. And to watch that on the news was just very, you know, upsetting for me. And then also Ellen's DJ, DJ Twitch, who also took his life. And, you know, these are people that, you know, are Black excellence to me. So, it definitely took its toll, I think, in me just triggering my curiosity even more to understand why this is happening and why it's so important for us to try to understand it. We may not fully understand it, but just try to attempt to understand, like, well, what's going on, what's happening, especially to people that look like they have it all together, because that's where it gets kind of dangerous and tricky, is to, I think, starting by understanding ourselves, we can understand others a bit more.
Yes, I'm aware of Chesley's death. I am a huge pageant fan. I'm Miss Universe, Miss World, Supra, Miss Grand. You know, I'm everywhere and I'm always following them back to back on the pageant community. And even when her mother left a message, it was really wonderful to hear that. So yeah, that's really beautiful to hear your story, to hear your reason for advocating for mental health. So it's suicide prevention day. Like, have you ever had an episode or a moment where you discussed about mental health or suicide on your podcast and it had a particularly profound impact on you or your audience? And if you have, could you like share that experience with me and with my listeners as well?
Yes, of course. And I think it's so amazing that you're, you know, into pageantry and in the pageant scene. That's incredible. When I was like in fifth grade, I did a pageant and it wasn't my thing. My mom put me and my sister in it and we weren't into it. We got a certificate. It was the competitiveness. It wasn't my thing. But I think that's fantastic. And you have a great sense of style just from me, you know, looking at your photos and everything. But yes, Chesley's death was horrible, to be honest with you. It was sad. It was tragic. And it really kind of made me upset and angry. Like, well, why didn't she tell anybody? Like, she had friends. She had the connections, no doubt. But why? You know, but why? But yeah, I watched her mom speak on Jada Smith's Red Table Talk, and just it was so disturbing hearing the, you know, the last text messages that she sent her. I think saying, you know, she was hearing voices and, you know, that she had to do it and she wanted to leave things to her mom. It was a very interesting episode, so I think people should go listen to it for themselves. But in terms of me recording an episode about mental health, my podcast is still relatively like a baby, I would say, because I started it at the beginning of 2021. But I did record an episode about Harry and Meghan when they put out their documentary on Netflix, and just talking about their journey and how they left the royal family, and how Meghan, I really admired how Meghan Markle was very expressive about her mental health, and, you know, when she was pregnant dealing with some suicidal thoughts. And I think a lot of factors triggered her decision, you know, their decision into ultimately leaving. But I respect them as a couple. They're a couple that I look up to and I kind of aspire to be like. But talking about her talking about her mental health journey was something that I decided to review and do a review of their documentary, and that's up on my YouTube channel. So give it a listen, people.
Yeah, thank you so much for it. That wonderful compliment. Yeah, thank you. I really do appreciate it. Okay, so moving forward, I would like to know how do you balance providing information and support on mental health topics while you're still ensuring that your podcast remains a safe space and a responsible platform for discussing sensitive issues like what we're talking about, for example, suicide, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorders, you know, you name it. So how do you create that balance and still ensure your platform is a safe space for people to have these conversations?
I think that's a really powerful question because it's something that I'm still trying to learn and figure out. I feel like my podcast isn't just a platform to talk about mental health. There are so many platforms. Yours is doing a fantastic job about spreading awareness about suicide, bipolar, all these different disorders that people are having and going through. I think there's other, even I would say better platforms that talk about it even more in depth and more from like, I guess, a logical perspective. I think for me, I'm really just focused on having like engaging and entertaining and fun conversations with people and learning about them. And then the underlying theme or tone is like mental health. So I start off every episode by asking people how they're feeling. And I just recently opened up a community stories page on my website where people can fill it out and talk about, you know, their mental health, because I realize that sometimes people aren't open to just telling you like how they're doing, how they're feeling. Yeah, it's something that you kind of have to draw out of people. So I kind of take it like that, but there are so many great platforms that are doing a great job of really breaking down mental health in a scientific and analytical way. And that's something that I think I'm kind of stepping away towards and focusing more on just the feeling side of it. So the first thing I would say is that it's very easy to make a podcast, and anyone in the world can make a podcast if they really want to and talk about mental health. But if you are serious about, you know, diving into maybe labeling or calling yourself a mental health advocate or ambassador, is to be sensitive about the topic, first of all, and what you were talking about. Because there is certain language when we're talking about people that are dealing with mental health issues, you know, not labeling them as crazy or insane, but actually being more sensitive to this person is, you know, dealing with a mental health issue. This person, you know, died by suicide, and just being more cautious about how we speak about these things because it is a very complex and complicated issue. I would also say when talking about mental health is to start with yourself. Like, we are our own biggest, I would say, project, like something that you can start to look at as maybe how can I dive deeper into this subject? Okay, maybe I should turn the mirror on myself. So actually think about how you're feeling. How are you doing? How's your mental health? How's your brain? You know, are you getting a lot of rest? Are you communicating with people? Do you have a support system? How are you feeling? Like, are you happy? Are you sad? Do you feel kind of depressed? What is it in your environment? Take stock of what's around you to make you feel the way that you are feeling. So I think that's one thing that I started to do, was that I know, like, deep down that I can't reach everybody. It's just not in my capacity, but I can work with what's around me. I can look in the mirror and I can allow myself to be vulnerable and express how I'm feeling deep down, because I know that somewhere, someone out there could possibly resonate with how I'm feeling and how I'm doing and connect with that. So I would want to say to start within, and from there use that as a springboard to create action, because your thoughts matter, you matter, your mind matters.
this has been really beautiful, Victoria. Anything you'd like to share as we wrap up today's episode? We spoke about a lot of things. Anything you'd like to share with me, my audience, you know, any random thing at all?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Favor. This has been incredible, and I know we've been following each other for a minute, but to connect in this way has been really fantastic. So I would just tell people that they can follow me on Instagram. My personal Instagram is at astoldbyvictoria_, and my podcast Instagram is at feelyourfeelingspod with a Z. And to reach out if they have any further questions for me, to let me know. And yeah, also to keep doing what you're doing, to keep shining your light and not be afraid to express yourself and not dim your light for anyone. So keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for having me. I hope you guys have a great day, and like I say at the end of my podcast episodes, it's just something that I mention, is just don't forget to be a kind person, you feel me? So I'll leave that for you guys. Thank you, bye.
Thank you so much, Victoria. This has been really, really amazing. Guys, you heard it from her, yourself. Don't forget to be a kind person overall. And don't forget, this podcast episode was proudly sponsored by the Nigerian Medical Students Association under the Office of Mental Health Advocacy. Thank you so much. Don't forget to engage on our questions, on our Q&A questions. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at mentalhealth_podcast_. Don't forget, I'm your host, Erike Tumafevo, and this is where I draw the curtain on today's episode. See you next time. Bye. Don't forget, I love you, but God loves you more.